Okay, so we are continuing this covenant between God and the Jewish people. We're in now chapter 30, all right, up to verse 7. God your God will place all these oaths upon your enemies and those who hate you, who pursued you. What's happened, just a little background, is that first there was all of this warning of the dire consequences that would befall the Jewish people when they sin against God and all the punishments they would incur. But then after that, God says, after all these punishments, then the Jews will return to God. And after they return to God, God will have mercy on them, and God will gather them back, gather all the dispersed Jews back, bring them all back to Israel, only do good with them, make them more numerous. God will remove the evil from their hearts, that everyone will be able to love God completely. So we hear about the Messianic era. So here, now, the first verse says that all of these oaths, meaning all of these dire promises of the bad that will happen, instead of being on you, because now you've returned to God, will be on the enemies who did so much bad to you. You shall return and listen to the voice of God. You shall perform all of his commandments. I command you to. This is what's going to happen in the Messianic era. We're going to be completely committed to God. God will make you abundant in all your handiwork, in the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your animals, the fruit of your land, for good. And God will return to rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your forefathers. So here we're saying in the era of the Messiah, there'll be only good on all levels, on all spiritual levels, of course, and all physical levels. Complete bounty, complete prosperity. When you listen to the voice of God your God to keep his commandments and his statutes that are written in this book of the Torah, when you shall return to God your God with all your heart and all your soul. Because this is, in a sense, the prerequisite to the coming of the Messiah, is the Jewish people's repentance and return to God. This commandment that I command you today, it is not hidden from you, it is not distant. The Rashi says this means, this word nifleis, which could mean wondrous, here Rashi explains to mean hidden. It's not hidden, and therefore it's inaccessible to us. In other words, God's not saying, do what I tell you, but I'm not telling you what to do. So we're making it very mysterious and very difficult. No, I'm telling you exactly what to do. Next verse. It's not in the heavens for you to say, who can ascend to the heavens for us and take it for us and let us hear it so that we can perform it? As Rashi explains, if it was in the heavens, you would have to go up to the heavens to learn it. Meaning God did not make Judaism like the quest for the mystery, whatever. That you have to, you're on a quest to find this mysterious thing. No, it's on the table. It's laid out. Torah is given to you. You know exactly what God wants you to do in all of its myriad details and law. It's all there for you. What you need to do is do it. But when a Jew decides to return to God, he knows exactly what that means, to return to God. He knows exactly what to do. He knows exactly what God wants from him. And therefore, every one of us can completely serve God because we know exactly what God wants. We just need to commit to it, to want it, to discipline ourselves and to submit ourselves to God. Nor is it across the sea for you to say, who can cross to the other side of the sea for us and take it for us? Let us hear it so that we can perform it. We're not going to have to say any of this because we know what God wants for us. Here we have the final verse here. Rather, God is very near to you in your mouth and in your heart to perform it. Which Rashi says means this matter is the Torah, was given to you in writing, the written Torah, and orally. And of course, this last verse of today's portion is the foundational verse on which the entire book of Tanya is based, at least all 53 initial chapters, that it is very close to serve God completely in our mouth, in our heart, and to do it, meaning in all of our faculties of speech, of thought, and of action. It's completely close to serve God. And of course, Tanya says it doesn't seem very close, but it is close because if we can develop a relationship with God and have the love and the fear of God, then we will completely be committed to doing everything he wants and keeping away from everything he doesn't want. And thus, it was very close for us to serve God completely.